The new warehouse hummed, a group of apprentices did arrive at dawn. Virginia walked the floor, then watched them handle the heavy tools with great care. "Keep the rhythm very steady," she did instruct, demonstrating the correct stance for the anvil. Robert watched from the office doorway, pleased to see his own daughter leading the way so effectively today. "They have a lot to learn," he said as Minnie handed him a steaming cup of coffee. "But they have the drive," she replied with a warm look. They knew that growing the team was the only way to keep up with the high demands of the city. By the afternoon, the air was filled with the sound of multiple hammers ringing in perfect unison. It was a symphony of true progress, a sign that the Towers Forge was becoming a real institution in the heart of Pasadena. Robert felt a deep sense of relief as he watched the work progress. They were no longer bound by the ticking clock of their own limited physical energy. Every apprentice was eager to show their value to the Towers team. Virginia took the time to correct their posture and their grip. She wanted them to be as skilled as she had become. The forge was now a place of active education and growth. They spent the remaining hours of the daylight refining the techniques that would define their future. Robert was proud of the atmosphere. The camaraderie was high and the output was impressive. They were building more than just iron railings now. They were building a culture. The shop felt like a thriving hive of work. There were no wasted motions when the crew worked together. The workflow was consistent throughout the entire day. The team was expanding and the vision was shared by everyone. They were becoming a real force in the metalworking field. The city took notice fast. The neighbors respected the professional atmosphere. They found their rhythm, no longer small, but professional, respected, and ready. The saga rolled on as they felt at peace and knew everything was right.